Kia ora, brother.
Yeah. Like, all good, all good.
Literally two brothers.
He's the older one. But I'm the prettier one. Last gap. Oh, shit.
Never love me.
Never love, baby.
That's your saying, AG.
Nah, we're good, bro. We're good.
Yo. Brothers, names, man. Where you guys are from, obviously. And, man, what we get up to these days, man.
My name's Clinton Solomons, 18. Just from around the shore in Glenfield, been born and raised there. I just finished school, so yo, just chilling now,
Congratulations, man. I mean, except for that school, I don't know about that, but
hey, West Lake, you know the vibes.
Bro, that's even Maddie, did Maddie tell you you go to that school as well?
Oh, yeah, West Lake.
Yeah,
he knows Smithy.
Oh, yeah.
Shout out to Smithy.
He got kicked out at year 12.
Oh, dang. Straight up.
Nah, he actually left, bro.
I'm Griffin. Same, obviously. Born and raised in the shore. I'm 25. The forgotten middle child. But yeah, I went to Glenfield College, though, so you know the vibes. G40, baby. The real G40. Yeah.
Bro, what do we get up to these days anyway, man? What are we up to, in terms of mahi and all that, bro?
Oh, for me, I just work as a gym instructor at a gym called Nine Round. Just actually got a new job at Body Fit Training, which is like an Australian-based group fitness gym as well that they're opening up here in NZ and bringing it along here. Ever since the lockdown started, though, just started a few boxing PT sessions. So picking up on that a bit. So if you guys want to learn some boxing fundamentals, holla at your boy.
Yeah, that's the one, bro.
You know? But that's about it, yeah. Just always been in the health and fitness industry. Didn't really know what I wanted to do after school, so I just kind of thought, well, I'm into training, I'm into staying healthy, so I'll just follow down that path there and then see where it goes. Still figuring it out, still figuring out life, so yeah.
It'll come, bro.
Hard out.
But yeah, man, that's big ups to you too, man. You know what you're doing and stuff, eh? Man. So, to make it break. What about you, my man?
Me, nah, Jack, I've just been looking for a job so far, eh? But something came up. I just finished school. Ran into my headmaster, asked if I wanted a job, and I was like, yo, I'd be keen. What's the job? Just to be like a teacher, right? So I'm going to do that all throughout next year.
Yep.
I think so. Just for this summer, I'm just going to chill out. Focus on the clothing brand, obviously. G40 Apparel, make sure you follow.
little drop.
But nah, yeah. Just this summer, I'm just going to focus on the brand a bit more, plan for the future, chill out, and next year, on to work.
I want to ask you about that, man. G40 Apparel, man. Obviously, something that you've recently... has it recently started? Is it fair to say? Or how long have you had it for?
I started in, like, March, eh? That's when I officially, like, started a page and all that. But, just been cruising it. Yeah.
How's that been going for you, man? And why did you get into it?
It's been going all good, you know. Still working my way up, you know. Small profits. But, it's just the beginning, you know. It's not always going to be like this. But, why did I get into this? I used to work at Platt and ended up leaving that job because I just wasn't enjoying it anymore. Needed something to do, wanted to get a little bit of money and I've just always been into like just general fashion and all that, so I just decided
to go into it.
Yeah.
Got a good creative mind for it, eh?
Yeah, I've always liked designing and, you know, doing art and shit, so yeah. I think I actually kind of picked that up on Griff as well.
I didn't even draw docs.
Hey, he actually used to do a little bit of drawing on the computer, like all that graffiti shit and all that, and I used to just follow Griff.
That was on the walls, docs.
Or the G40s.
But nah, yeah, just enjoyed like designing and all that, and I was like, you know what, I'm just going to do this whole clothing thing, And yeah.
Shucks, bro, I see it in Griff though too, is like, you know, even the way you dress, bro. You know, sometimes, you know, like both of you, I mean, today, you know, obviously wear a lot of stuff. I mean, I see you wearing Ellsbury and all that stuff. This is like something that you guys keep up.
Yeah,
keep
basic, up with, but you know. Nah, yeah, hard. Just general fashion is pretty cool, eh? But this dude's real creative. Like, I never did homework once, in all honesty, in school, and this guy's crushing it, bro. He probably won't say, but he's like a prefect at Westlake, and obviously at a prestigious school like that, like it's a big thing. Yeah. Like, I went to Glenfield, bro. We don't even have prefects. Like, you know, so he should be proud of, like, what he's doing. Like, he's only 18 and he's got the initiative to kind of start his own thing. And, like, I think that's what it's all about, bro. You got to find things, ways to make income of things that you actually enjoy. Like, you know, like, I obviously want to get into my boxing PTs and actually go independent. And, like, bro, I don't want to work for people, you know. And that's why I see a lot of people creating, like, whether it's clothing brands, PTing, just making their own income, like, with their own time, bro. Like, energy's currency, bro, and it ain't 25 an hour, docs. Like, gee, I want to have a break when I want to have a break, yeah, you know? Yeah, so, yeah. But it's good. Having a job's like, sweet. People can do that, but at the end of the day, bro, you got to value your energy, value your time, do what makes you happy, and yeah, bro, live stress-free.
Bro, I want to ask you also a question, man. Like, you've rubbed shoulders with a few people, you know, obviously, in that scene as well. Not just the boxing scene, but I'm talking about, like, UFC scene and stuff like that, yeah. Bro. How did you actually get into all of that stuff, you know, the boxing and the UFC?
Bro, well, I've always been kind of, like, a fan of, like, just combat sports in general. But obviously, like, growing up a little bit, we played, like, footy with the boys. And I pretty much only played league and all that kind of stuff just because that's what all my friends were doing. Like, yeah, I enjoyed it, but after, like, playing 20s, I was like, gee, I need something in my own weight category, cuz. Oh, I was actually a little bit bigger back then. Yeah, but like straight up though, like obviously it wasn't like that much of a passion of mine to like want to pursue and like continue to play footy and all that kind of stuff. So just getting into learning something new. Like I said, I've always been active, always been into fitness and just being healthy and all that. So got into that. And then I just reached out to like Dan Hooker, which is obviously the UFC fighter from New Zealand, the Hangman. And then, yeah, just started training one-on-one with him, and then it kind of just went from there. I kind of fell off it for a bit, went traveling, and then did all that stuff. But I still, like, still a huge fan of it, still train. Now I'm training people. Even my job at Nine Round, it's boxing-based, so I get to teach people boxing there. So it's pretty cool. Real fun. I enjoy it.
What's it like... Like, obviously, when you are getting trained by, like, guys like that, you know, who are, like, literally world, you know, renowned.
Bro, it's pretty cool, eh? Like, they're just normal human beings like us. Yeah. Like, I can have a yarn to Dan, like, he's the bro. But, yeah, it's, like, obviously, like, don't want to be one of those guys and say, yeah, bro, I trained at City Kickboxing. But, like, I actually did train there, and, like, seeing the people there, they're just all real humble dudes. And I think, like, mixed martial arts is, like, people should actually try that because the culture is really cool. Everyone's real disciplined, and it is life changing because you meet people from all walks of life, but they're actual like low key serial killers though. But like they're all like real humble people, and then everyone just wants you to grow and like be better, do better, and like obviously a lot of people come from different backgrounds in that kind of like discipline. So there's like proper people that have been criminals before, people that work in the office, but they all like scrap and like I don't know, it teaches you a lot, bro. Even when you go to spa, like it makes you tougher, like mentally, physically, and then like it takes you into places that you have never been before, you know. Like you spar someone like, let's say Dan Hooker, and then you do like have a round with him and you're like, oof, let's go. But it's cool, it teaches you a lot in very positive ways, eh? Like confidence, bro. Like you see a lot of shy people get into it and they lack a lot of confidence, and then they get into a mixed martial arts gym, and then, you know, it's just a good culture, eh? It's a good culture. Just like when people play footy in that, like, you know, get a little bit more confidence out of yourself because you, I don't know, let's say tackle a dude bigger than you. Little things like that that just make a difference for yourself. So, it's mean.
Is this something that you've been into? Hey? You jumped into it?
Me? Nah, never.
He should, would you? Though.
Have you thought about it?
This dude used to be the ulti sprinter, and then he's washed up now.
I used to see those videos. Lift your shirt. Yeah, bro, because I know you were into sprinting and all that. You know,
like I follow like all MMA and stuff. Like I like watching it, but I've never really thought about actually like pursuing it.
But would you even just jump in just to, you know, go for training and just to keep fit, healthy, well-being, you know, and all that?
Yeah, fuck. I'm open to it, eh? But you know, at the moment, I just. Yeah, fuck, it's just nothing.
Just focusing on other things.
He's wasting his athleticism, bro.
Well, what happened with the sprinting and stuff? Because you were a gun too, man. Because I used to see Griff, he used to show me videos and he used to post up. Yeah. Like, what happened with that?
Fuck, I don't... If I'm being honest, I think it just came, like, Nationals back in 2018. Bro, like, the whole morning, like, before the flight to Dunedin, I was just, like, legit, like, thinking in my head, like, fuck, I'm actually going to win. And I'm going to see my mum at the end. Fuck. Well, I don't feel like I'm about to cry, telling the story, but I was just thinking about like hugging my mum at the finish line and winning the gold, but I didn't do that, eh? And fuck, that was just a disappointment to me, eh? And I never opened up about that.
Yeah.
But yeah, fuck. I think that's what like kind of broke me and like made me lose my passion for it.
Yeah.
So yeah, fuck. If it makes me sound like a quitter, then yeah, I guess I quit. But that's kind of what happened.
It's,
to be honest.
It's obviously something that. You know, it reminds you of you know, how hard you worked then, obviously, bro. You know, because it's not something that, you know, you can't just wake up tomorrow and expect to win, you know, like, I can't go into a 100 meter race and just, you know, beat all these dudes that have been training for years on years and years, you know what I mean? But, you know, like, I want to ask you, like, how long had you been doing it for? And obviously, I mean, if you were practicing, how long were you practicing for and all that stuff, you know, what were the trainings like and all that, bro? And how well did you actually, you know, like, how far did you actually go with the sport?
Fuck, probably my biggest achievement was coming second in the North Islands. I think that was probably my biggest accomplishment. But yeah, I started training maybe just when I got into year eight.
Mm.
So like, fuck, I don't know what happened, but in primary, yeah, I just fucking hit puberty real early or something and started gassing all these dudes that used to gas me, like legit.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, just started running, but I wasn't training or anything. Mm. And then I think it was a zone day back in like year seven in intermediate.
Yo.
My coach then, he just approached me and was like, do you want to come train with me? And I was like, yeah, sure, wouldn't mind. And yeah, just went from there, and I think went for about like 3-4 years. Mm. And then, yeah, hit nationals,
yeah,
caked it. But
reckon, so you reckon because of that's really why you stopped on and all that with the...
Yeah, I think I just kind of lost my passion, eh? It was just like, fuck.
It happens a lot, bro, to a lot of people, man. Like, for me, like, I lost passion does. And, you know, like, when back in the days, like, touch was a thing, bro? Like, you know, like, playing for Harbour and all that crap.
Yeah.
And,
even
at school and all that. Like, touch is a, like, it was a big thing
still
when I was growing
sport.
Up.
It's still a mean sport, still big, yeah.
Bro, like, big names have come out of that, you know, like, with all the skills and stuff you learn. But for me, bro, like, I had played for maybe, like, at this point in time, I was maybe, like, 14 or something like that, 15. No, maybe a little bit. Oh, yeah, 13, 14, around there, maybe. And so at that point, I'd already been playing, like, for... 7-8 years, I'd say. And I got to a point, bro, like, you know, similar to you, man, like, it got to a stage where I just had a war, like, and I literally didn't want to play anymore, bro. And I remember saying to my old man, hey, I actually said to him, I said, fuck, I don't actually want to play anymore. And this is in the middle of the representative season.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And he asked me, like, why? And I said, fuck, I just don't, like, I don't enjoy the vibe. Like, I don't enjoy, you know, turning up. I don't enjoy, like, at that age, you know, that stuff, you know, like, I wanted to do other things, you know, go do other, you know, play other sports or whatever. Right. And but my dad actually, and I got to actually thank him and my mum for it, bro. Like, they said to me, like, you're sticking with it and you're not going to stop, you know.
Yeah.
You, especially this far into the season, the current season. And so I did the whole season, bro, and I was grateful for it in the end, eh? And I look back on it now and I'm like, you know, I am grateful for that. You know,
it taught you a lot at the same time.
Yeah,
it taught
me a lot, bro, you know, like, obviously, to build that a little bit of resilience and stuff, bro.
Yeah,
but,
I mean.
But at the same time, G, I was just like that was it, bro. That, after that season, I was done, eh? Like, I was like, I'm done. Like, I want to focus on other things. So, I, you know, picked up basketball. That's when basketball and all that started, bro, for me and stuff like that, man. So, I do understand what you're saying, man. Yeah. Like, you know, you hit a brick wall, bro, and you're just like, fuck, it actually, like, this isn't what I want to do right now. You know what I mean? But it's something that, you know, you never know. You might go back to, bro, or something you want to keep up. You know,
or it just led you into doing what you're doing now. So, like, you know, one door closes, another opens, and then...
Good saying, man.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
And, like, what he's doing now, I think he's real driven about it too. 100%. And he's been real consistent. So, just got to keep at it, man. And then if you're not feeling it, you're not feeling it. You can't force yourself. But as long as you're doing, like, positive things for yourself at the end of the day, and that's all you can really do, eh?
Well, I think if he's put it right, bro. Like, Griff's just said, you know, like, shit, you know, it's taught you one thing, you know, and you, although you've said that, you know, I mean, people think that you might have quit, whatever, but I don't reckon that that's the case. Like, you learn from one of the, like, things like that.
No, yeah,
and you're taking it on to something else, bro, you know, so, and obviously you're doing successful things. Now, I want to ask you, Griff, bro, like, what is it like being an older brother to Clint and, you know, obviously seeing him do what he's doing today?
Bro, it's mean because, like I said before, like, I actually look up to a lot of the stuff that he does, bro. Like, I didn't have that kind of initiative or drive to, like, make my own thing when I was 18, bro. Like, I was a completely different person, like to him when I was going through school. Like, I was just a shithead. Just didn't really. He does homework all the time, G. I don't even remember when I don't even remember doing homework in school, bro. I would be that dude in class being like, "Gee, got a pen." On God, bro. You ask Ruben Murray every day, bro. Got a pen. Gee, what happened to the one I gave you last period? Nah, bro. It's mean. Like, obviously. Yeah. I saw him when he was born and grow to the young man that he is now, and it's real cool to see because, like I said, he inspires me a lot, which he probably doesn't even know, but like his drive with things kind of rubs off on me. Like, he's doing his own thing now. I'm like, fuck, I got to do my own thing too. So I started the whole boxing PTing thing, and then like the market for it is booming and growing, and obviously with the UFC fighters and combat sports in general, that's growing and getting a lot more popularity and eyes on it now. A lot of people are keen to do it, not to be competitors like I said, but just more so to learn something new. It's a life skill, bro. Like knowing how to, bro, you put someone that doesn't know how to throw a punch in a scrap with someone that knows how to punch, we'll fuck them up, bro, like no cap. And then if you have a dude that knows is a black belt in jiu-jitsu, have a roll or a wrestle or whatever with someone that doesn't know jits, that dude, no matter how small, how big that other person is, bro, will roll him. It's it's true. That kung fu shit is real. But going a bit off topic, but nah, it's cool to see him grow. Like he's he's real driven. I didn't really have that drive in school because like I don't know who he was looking up to. Like my sister was real good all through school, so I guess like he kind of took on like my sister's good habits and looked at my bad habits and was like, okay, I'm gonna pick the ones that are not gonna benefit me, pick the ones that are gonna benefit me from my siblings. So but I'm still learning day to day, as 100%. Everyone is, bro. So, yeah, it's real cool. I'm real proud of him. And he's like a prefect at Westlake. That's huge. That, like, to me, that's a big thing. Like, but yeah, it's cool. It's a prestigious school. He does well in school. And he can take on the world, bro. Yeah.
What about you, bro? What about looking up, you know, seeing your older brother or even your sister?
Yeah.
Or even, you know, you're about to tear up with your mum and stuff, you know? Like, what does that mean to you? Like, you know, obviously having some, you know, family members like that in your life, bro.
Fuck. Well, look, I've, like, all the stuff that Griff said, like, you know, but I actually look up to him as well, especially like Griff's confidence and all that, you know, like he always seizes every opportunity.
Confidence, bro. Jeez. Like, fuck, the man is so confident.
Docs, you would think I'm 6 foot, but I'm not going to stand up right now. Try and make that camera make me look taller or something, man. Shit, 6 foot energy, dog.
But yeah, I do look up to Griff, like the confidence aspect of him, you know, like he seizes every opportunity, like he never shies down from anything, you know, like I see it like within his work, you know. And yeah, same with my sister, you know, I guess I get that creative aspect from her, so I look up to her in that sort of way. Yeah, she's real disciplined.
What does she do for a living, by the way? Like, your older sister.
You answer
what,
that.
What she do now?
Bro, I don't know, but she earns good money. That's all I know.
I love you.
Yeah, she earning good money. So
fuck knows what she does, eh?
I don't know, but it's a good job. She got a crib in that. She's doing good. She got a little whino and shit. So
yeah, that's right. That's I see you guys hanging out with your nephew and all that, bro. Yeah, quite often, man. So you know, it's cool. A blessing, obviously. But yeah, anything else, man? Carry on with that. You want to?
Nah, yeah, nothing much to it, eh? Just that, really.
Yeah, fair enough, man. Bro, Griffy, like, you know, when you're talking about your PT and all that, who inspired you to, you know, get into all of that? And I'm going to ask you the same thing, like, who inspired you with all your clothing as well, bro? Yeah. But, you know, like, Griff. Yeah.
Who's, for the PTing in that?
Or even just in life in general, bro. Like, you know, who's inspired you to, you know, do the things that you've done in your life?
Man, probably just my own parents, eh? Like, my parents literally came from nothing, you know? Like, we still struggle. But, like, you know, like, obviously, they're from overseas. They're foreigners. They came over here, and they still ended up having their own house, regardless of how much debt they be in. But, like, you know, like, that's my goal, you know? Just try to get them on the other side. So, I guess my parents is obviously a big inspiration for me. But just my circle, bro. Like, growing up and getting a little bit older, there's friends that stuck around, and there's friends that I kind of drifted off with, and then I know now why that happened, because you know they didn't add value to my life, which is all good. Like I still cool with them and all that kind of stuff, but just the circle that I'm in and my family, really, eh?
Yeah,
that's what I can put a point to on it.
Yeah. You just said, you know, your parents are from originally from overseas.
Yeah.
Whereabouts are you actually from, bro?
Indonesia.
Like, Indonesia, both born and raised here.
Right, okay. And even your older sister too, born and raised here?
Yeah.
All right, that makes sense, bro. And then Clint, bro, what about you, man?
What inspired me to start my brand?
People that who have inspired you, bro, like people you look up to, you know, from that scene or even other scenes, I guess, bro.
Like other clothing brands that I like look up to, probably G'd Up, if you follow them.
No, I don't, bro.
And just Earls, really. Those are pretty much my like inspiration. But like my whole kind of brand is like obviously a representation of like my community and all that, you know. Like I don't know if you're like if you've seen it, but like you go out south, you go out west, like everyone's like ripping like west side on their shirts and like I feel like it's so important to, you know, really kind of acknowledge and really pay homage to where you've come from and all that. So that's kind of why I did the whole brand based on like Glenfield and like the North Shore and all that. But yeah, definitely like those people like out those ways, you know, seeing them and seeing a bunch of my own mates as well, just kind of repping their hood. And I was just like, you know, that's something I want to do as well. I want to be proud of where I come from, you know. And I feel like, you know, living in the North Shore, there's not many people that are like that, you know, that are just so like, oh, I'm from the North Shore, I'm proud and all that. You go out west, you go out west, you go out south, everyone's like fucking pulling up all this shit. Yeah, and that's like, that's mean. Like, I like that, you know. And I know some people kind of think of it as like, oh, that's all like that gang shit and all that. But, you know, to me, it's just, you know, representing where you're from and just being proud of, you know, where you were raised.
It's cool to be from the shore. And, man, I hope that... I hope the bro Moreno weed eating his lords. Eh?
Doesn't pick another day.
I hope that doesn't get picked up in the microphone, bro.
Tell them they have the day off.
In that case, we might have to speak a little louder, but and all that, bro. But do you reckon? I actually got a question around that. Like, in, even Griff, you might be able to answer this too, bro. Like, I see. You know, a lot of people, you know, have this. You know, what is it? This thought on what the shore is like. Yeah. You know what I mean. And you're saying that, you know, you obviously wanted to pay homage to home and stuff like that, which you're, you know, doing really well, bro. But, yeah, like, you know, why do you think that is, you know, the way it is, you know, and like, you know what I mean? Like
it, when, like, people think of the shore as like, oh, you guys are all rich.
Rich,
and
bro, it isn't the case, G.
No, like, it's not, man. I think there's good parts and bad parts in every kind of region that you're from, you know, like, not necessarily like bad as in like, oh, like fucking there's gun shootings and that kind of stuff. But I actually don't know. But I think it's a bit of like the tall poppy syndrome kind of culture, you know, like people, I don't know, like, I don't know. They have like a weird culture about like the shore being rich, like obviously like white people, you know, and more so like obviously in those communities out west and out south, they just don't know. Yeah. They just don't know. Like they can go to Glenfield, Beach Haven, Northcote and they see a lot of islanders, and they're just not aware of it. And I'm not too sure what it is, to be honest, bro. So I don't know if I can answer that, eh?
Yeah, fair enough, I guess
maybe even people from the shore, like, they view South Auckland as a, like, you know, oh, that's, you don't want to go there, you know?
Yeah, it's the exact same thing.
Yeah. So, but at the end of the day, like I said, bro, there's, like, good parts and not so good parts in any place that you can be from and be at, you know? So, yeah, I'm not too sure, bro. I think it might be, like, the bit of the tall poppy syndrome, I guess, maybe.
What about you, Clint?
Nothing much that I can add to it. Like, there's not really a specific reason that I can really think of why that is. But
people just want to be cooler than everyone else, you know.
Yeah,
but it's just like at the end of the day, it's all about community. Like he said, it's all about community.
I reckon, like too, like, you know, because I have so much love for my west side and south side.
Hard,
people,
you know hard.
I mean, wherever you're from and stuff like that. But yeah, like I've just seen it a lot in like especially social media. Right? Like, you know, they really like, you know, obviously. Stigmatize, you know, certain areas, you know, the way, and it's shit, bro, because you know it really isn't like that in a lot of these places. But I mean, in some cases, bro, like, you know, there are things that do happen, of course, you know what I mean. But like, I reckon, you know, social media has a massive influence on it, bro, and I reckon, you know,
social media has changed the game for everything, though. 100%, crazy,
bro. You know, like, it's just crazy, like, and things that happen, you know, real positive things that happen, you know, within these communities, whether it's from the shore, south, west, wherever, east, you know, often you don't hear about that stuff. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's very minimal, you know, but then as soon as it's something that can make a story, you know, they just,
hard out.
You know, they throw it, you know,
hard out,
it doesn't matter what it is, they'll just chuck it in, you know, I don't know, bro. Yeah, I don't really know.
It's a weird thing in NZ, though, eh? Like, any chance you can tear something or someone down, you know, people get on that quick, you know.
Yeah,
but when it's a chance to lift somebody up, it's people don't do that. Like, as sad as it is, that's true. You know, there's a lot of that in even for myself sometimes, bro. Like, people are very judgmental. I can be like that too. Like, hey, this, like, you know, just I don't know what it is, bro. And I think it's an influence from like the culture in NZ. Sometimes it can be negative like that. You know, people don't like to see people doing well.
Yeah.
And I like even like I said, even for myself, like I might be a little bit of a. Have that tall poppy syndrome at times, and I try to catch myself. But yeah, like NZ culture, people just love to take the piss out of everyone, you know. You know, like
that is a part of the culture.
It is a part of the culture, like the banter and all that. It's all part of it, but like sometimes it gets a little bit overboard, you know.
Yeah,
and that's when it comes to the whole mental health thing as well. Like people want to post up about Mental Health Awareness Week and all that kind of stuff, but then talk shit about all these people at the same time. Like I can do that sometimes, maybe, and talk shit without realizing I'm talking shit, you know, and like. Dragging someone down, you know, so something I need to keep myself in check with, you know. I'm not perfect either, no one is, so
Right, yeah. You've just brought up mental health, bro, and I know I know you obviously a little bit, you know, off air and all that, you know, off this podcast and stuff, bro. Like, obviously, I've known you for quite some time now, bro. Yep. And you know, I even caught up with one of your boys, Tommy, man. You know, shout out to Tom Sharp, bro. And
T-Sharp, yeah, bro. Omasi, the spiciest and, white boy you'll ever see. You know the vibes.
And bro, like, we were just chatting, you know, and like, you know, obviously, he's very much into this, you know, whole you know, looking after yourself.
Hard
out. And like, hard. I see it, bro. Like, I see it in him, you know. Yep. Like, I see it. You know, him being at the gym. Yeah, man, like, he's onto a G, and you know, and it really sparked my interest in, you know, certain mates, you know, around me and stuff. And I asked you the question, bro, not too long ago, and I said, you know, what's some of the battles you've been through, bro? Because there have been some. I don't know to what extent you wanted to talk about it and all that, bro.
Yeah.
But yeah, you know, like, what are some of the stuff you've been through, man, and how have you kind of come out the other side of it?
Bro, in all honesty, like, this is getting real deep, but obviously when I was growing up, there was domestic violence going on in my household, you know. Mm. Stayed in a woman's refuge and all that kind of stuff. Seen my mum get beat up, you know, that kind of thing. And then, you know, those kind of, I'll always remember that so vividly, you know. Mm. Crazy stuff. And it kind of, like, sometimes I have flashbacks about it and I'm like, fuck, that really did affect me. Even now I'm 25, I don't know, I was 6 or 7 at the time. And it's just like, fuck, like, seeing my dad in handcuffs in the kitchen. Like, that's crazy to me to think about that. I saw this shit when I was that age, so. Mm.
It's crazy how that happens, bro.
Bro, you know? And I don't think I really ever got the chance to actually talk to people about it and, like, kind of heal from it. I kind of just thought at the time, I was, like, real young, somewhat didn't really know what was going on, but I just knew that my mum was getting a hiding and that kind of shit, so.
Have you guys really ever spoken about this stuff before?
Nah, he wasn't born yet. He wasn't born yet. That's the thing, though, bro. Like, my parents are together now, like, you know, and then, like, it happened in maybe 2001 or two. And then, like, fuck, 2003, my brother pops up, and I'm just like, hey, you know, like, Docs, you come out of the same womb? Nah. But, like, you know, it was crazy. I don't know, bro. Like, my parents have gone through some shit, and then, like, I hope, like, my dad's changed now, because obviously that stuff hasn't happened ever since. But, yeah, bro, like, I haven't really been able to, I get a bit dark about it at times, because I still live in that same house. So it's pretty crazy, bro. Like, there's times... Just in general with mental health, though, like, I have days when I'm real depressed about things and I think of all the stuff that's happened in my life that was shit. And then I kind of just ride it, bro. Honestly, like, there's days where you're real, real happy. There's days where you're real depressed and there's nothing really different about your days. It's just another day-to-day life, going through work, going through the motions again. But one day you feel good, one day you don't. Sometimes I just feel like you just got to ride it and talk to as much people as you can about it, too. Because everyone, it's very common, bro. Obviously, we've lost... I know two dudes that have were somewhat pretty close to me that have taken their lives from just depression, I guess. And yeah, it's crazy, bro. It's crazy.
It's you know,
it,
like,
needs to be talked about more, especially in dead culture. You know, it's all this tough guy thing. It's like, relax, G.
Yeah.
Stop. Actually, you don't even bench, G. Put that chest away. Yeah, like, you know. But all jokes aside, though, you know, it's just one of those things that needs to be talked about more. And I think, like, obviously, we're growing to a place where there is more awareness of it.
Yeah.
So yeah, I've been through my shit. Everyone's been through their shit. But yeah, fuck. The whole domestic violence thing, yeah, been through that.
Mm.
Pretty crazy stuff. So I can obviously relate to a lot of people growing up that went through that in their childhood. Mm. You know? I feel for women that get, like, beat up, or just even it happens to men too, bro. Men get abused too, bro. Yeah. For real.
Yeah.
So yeah, man. I guess that's something I need to do. Maybe talk to someone about that, actually.
Mm.
Yeah.
Like, at what point do you think, like, you're confident enough to, you know, reach out to someone and talk about it, bro?
I feel like I'm a pretty head-on dude at the, like, now. Mm. I feel like I'm at a place where I could actually help people kind of, I don't know, share that experience and, you know, share the feelings and the experience about, like, what's happened in their families, not even just with domestic violence, but I think just with mental health in general. That's why I'm so into my fitness stuff, because it helps you mentally, bro. As you would know, like, it's part of your lifestyle, and when you train, you feel good. When you eat well, you feel good. Yeah. So, like, why not do that every day, bro? You know?
Yeah.
It's just, like, it helps so much. And, like, most of the time that people are depressed, they don't exercise. Mm. Like, so it's real simple, but not everyone's, like, a freaking health guru or into that kind of stuff, into that lifestyle. People find happiness and all that kind of stuff in a lot of different ways. But I think health and fitness is a good start for it, bro, for real.
Mm.
Release them happiness chemicals, man. The endorphins.
The endorphins, eh, bro?
Not the festival chemicals, though. Time and place. Summertime.
Nah. Bro, like, it's funny, bro, because I spoke to, it's actually not funny. I spoke to, you know, obviously most recently, you know, my mate Andy, man.
Yeah, I've seen that.
Yeah, bro. Like, he even brought it up too, like, you know, the stuff he's been through.
Yeah, bro.
But like, I even realized, like, when I was talking to him, and, you know, afterwards when it went, like, it was actually the first podcast I've really genuinely listened to. You know, to listen back on it and see what he really said, and take it all in, soak it all in. And, you know, I realized, like, it was real tough for him to actually talk about it, eh?
From that podcast?
He's never spoken really to anybody, you know, other than myself and one of our other mates, bro. But, even when, you know, me being his best mate, you know, like, it was still tough for him to talk to me about it.
Yeah, it is really hard, bro.
Right, I tried to break down that wall. I tried to, you know, make it a lot easier for him. But I could still tell, you know, there was a bit, something around it,
A bit of a barrier, right?
Yeah, a bit of a barrier, bro. And I think it's just more of a thing where we just need to keep doing it, bro. You know, we need to keep talking about it, you know.
Hard out.
And then that way it becomes...
Got to normalize that shit.
That's it, man. Yeah.
Straight up.
So it is a tough topic. And, you know, as we're saying, it is, you know, like, I never realized how much of a big, you know, issue it is, you know, within our communities and our society. And it wasn't until I started seeing, you know, my mates post these things and it started popping up on media and all that, you know, this is where one, you know, area of media, you know, it has been positive, you know, because it's said, you know, speak out and all that stuff, you know, and it's been more, you know, awareness around and all that, you know. But, it's just been, it's real interesting to see, you know, how much of a issue it is within our society, you know, in our community and stuff. Like, I didn't realize,
you know. A lot of people don't realize though, bro.
Yeah.
People just think everything's normal, everything's happy.
Mm.
But, now, you just never really know what anyone's going through.
Why do you keep it to yourself sometimes? Why haven't you reached out to your mates before, bro?
Bro, like, I think it's the same for a lot of people. Probably just don't want to unload your issues and your negativity and that energy onto someone else, you know? Like, I still am like that. If I'm feeling a little bit shitty, maybe I don't really want to open up except to, like, let's say my close mates like Tom or, like, just my close group of friends, you know? Just as simple as what I just said before. Just don't want to unload that stuff to people, you know? But then, like... I don't really mind it if they unload to me, but I'm kind of just a little bit cautious when I unload it to other people, because as I said before, you don't really know what anyone's going through. But then, like, you might be going through the same shit and you can have a good chat about it at the same time. So yeah,
I seen this post the other day, and I don't know if it's really like, well, I thought it was like important, like, for me to share at least, is because the post was saying, like, you know, you know, if we're going to the extreme of talking about suicide and stuff like that, it said, you know, don't commit suicide because all you're doing, and then it listed all these things.
Yeah, you know, I've seen that. Like, I've seen that.
You know
recently.
What I'm talking about? Like, it was like, it's selfish. It's, you know, like, you're actually hurting the people around you type of thing and all that. But it's true. Like, it, you know, like, it's tough to say, you know, that it's selfish of that person to do that.
Yeah.
Obviously, they're going through something so tough, you know.
Yeah, bro.
But the part where it talks about, you know, it affects the people around them, you know, their partner, their children, bro, you know, their loved ones that are closest to them, their mates and all that. It's just tough, eh? You know,
hard,
like,
bro.
It's tough to see that. I don't know if you guys got, you know, anything.
I saw one line of that post and it was like, it's like a permanent decision for, like, a temporary, like, feeling. And I think that really hit. Mm. I was like, yeah, that's facts, bro. Mm. Because it's true. Like, I know people can come out on the other side of that. You know, there's a, like, not suicidal or anything, but I've gone through some dark places and, you know, moments like that in life, and I've had, like, friends as well, some that have done it, you know, like, but at the end of the day, G, like you said before, we just got to, like, make it normal to talk about that kind of stuff. And people say all the time, they probably just think, oh yeah, you know, everyone knows the right things to say in that kind of topic, but it's true. Just got to talk about it, and it can make a huge difference, man. Like, you really just got to give a shit about people.
Yeah,
straight up.
Yeah,
you really got to give a fuck. So
yeah, it's you know, when you're saying that you know you saw your mum, you know, go through that, you know, when you're younger and stuff, obviously Clint, you went around, you know, at that point. But you know, and that's, you know, you just brought that up, and this morning, like, I opened up my gram, and the first thing I saw was this guy who had just abused his partner, bro. And I was
Buzzy,
like, bro, it was this weirdest thing, strangest thing to see, like, first thing in the morning.
Yeah.
It was from a news article, and basically, yeah, man, I, like, you know, as I'm watching it, you know, there's this man, you know, assaulting his partner. I don't know what the reason exactly is, but the thing that caught my attention is it was a little baby right next, like, in the same room.
Yeah.
Who had seen it, and all of a sudden you just see, you know, the baby start crying and everything. So I can only imagine, you know, when you're saying you remember, you know, faint, you know, memories of it, I can only imagine what that, you know, child is also going to remember, you know.
Yeah, possibly, hard, bro. You know, I remember that server video. I was trying to, like, break it up. I like going into detail. I, like, just knocked my dad in the stomach and just tried to push him away. And then I was just telling him to not kill my mum, and I remember saying that.
Wow.
Yeah, bro, I remember everything.
How old again?
I was, like, 6 or 7, bro. And then, like, I remember, like, my old man was just, like, call work and say just call in sick because her face was bloodied up and her eye was bruised. And then I guess that morning, from what my mum told me when I got older, she walked to the police station in the middle of the night, bro, snuck out of the house, went to the police station.
Yeah.
And then we woke up. My sister was like, there's police here at the door. And then I just remember my dad. There was an officer that took me and my sister to the room, and she was just trying to distract us, like, oh, talking about, like, the room. Oh, you got a cool room and that kind of stuff. And then I just boosted out of the room just to see what was going on. And my dad was in handcuffs in the kitchen, bro. And then, like, yeah, we just ended up at, like, a woman's refuge and stayed there. And that's a place where, if woman's refuge is obviously a place where a lot of pretty much abused females go for a safe place, eh?
Man.
And then there was heaps of families there. So it's crazy to know that this is happening, and it's so common for these women to be getting beaten up by their partners, and their kids need, like, a place to escape. It's crazy, bro. Like, and obviously in lockdown as well, everyone's just stuck with each other and all that. Yeah. So it's happening even more. And yeah, it's crazy shit.
I heard this crazy fact, eh? And it was like, even when the All Blacks lose, bro, the abuse rate of women go up, eh?
That's buzzy, eh? It was just alcohol, bro.
Like, little things like that, bro. Yeah. It's like, how can, you know, it's cruel, way, eh? Like, the society's cruel sometimes.
It's just,
man,
there's,
like,
something up with the men, but, bro,
yeah,
don't hit women, bro.
Yeah. Don't, I mean, and vice versa, same thing, you know, like, vice versa too. Like, we gotta look out for our males as well.
Exactly,
know,
for sure. It goes, like, both ways. Exactly, yeah, it goes, man, both ways.
Yeah.
So, like, at the same time, sometimes women think they can get away with shit by hitting men and not getting hit back and that kind of stuff. It's just don't hit each other at all, bro. Like, you know?
Well, exactly, bro, exactly. What's your guys' relationships like with, you know, obviously mum and dad now?
Oh, well, we're both mama's boys, bro. Yeah. We're super tight with mum. She still gets on our nerves and that, but that's just mum's, bro.
Yeah.
yeah, we're all good with our dad. Like, obviously, as our dad, still respect him as our father and that. And you know, he is a responsible dad. You know, feeds us and that. So, like, bro,
food on the table, bro.
Yeah, it's just like, some, like, people make mistakes in life. You know, people are going through shit, and you got to understand that as well. But, like, at the same time, I just never think it's right for a male to hit a female, regardless of, like, what the issue is, you know?
Yeah. Sometimes it's, just, you know, and it sounds like you're still going through that healing process in a way, bro, but, you know, like,
it takes
a long time.
Yeah, bro. Like, this is the first time I've actually really been open to talk about it with people. So having the platform of this podcast, hopefully it brings some awareness, and maybe some people that watch me be able to, like, they could have gone through this kind of stuff growing up, so...
Well, I'm happy, bro, because obviously, you know, this is something that people don't necessarily know about, the both of you, you know, and your sister too, you know, the stuff that you guys have been through as a family and all that.
Yeah.
So it's cool, you know, that I appreciate you jumping on, bro, and saying, you know, all that stuff. And even speaking about that whole mental health and all that, eh? Like, because like I said, like, I've grown up in a very fortunate, you know, environment with a family that,
bro,
you know, I was blessed, bro. I've been blessed, you know, like, I'm very fortunate that I haven't seen any of that stuff, you know, or, you know, been through anything like that, you know, where I've ended up in a woman's refuge or anything like that, you know what I mean? So I'm very blessed, man. So for you to share that, you know, it's an eye-opener, definitely.
Yeah,
you know,
bro,
so
mean.
I appreciate that.
Cheers, bro.
Yeah, but I want to talk about, obviously, the process of G40 apparel and that, man. Man, I want to know, you know, as someone that I'm also wanting to start business as well, you know, and obviously understand how it all works. Like, one, what was the first thing you learnt straight away from doing all this, man?
What's one thing that I've learned?
There's probably so many things, eh?
Yeah, like, kind of. But what's something that I can really pick up? To be honest, I don't even know, to be honest. Something that I can really pick up and say that I've learned. Fuck, on the top of my head, eh? I don't know if it's...
I'll give you time to think about it anyway. Yeah. So if you can think about it, like, we all get, you know, and just, like, randomly say something. And all that. But what is the process of, you know, how you go about, you know, doing all this clothing business and all that, man?
Well,
I guess, because, like, some people would probably be like, oh, do I just, you know, message someone on Alibaba or something like that? You know what I mean? Like, I don't know, man, you know? Like,
well, I still kind of just source my stuff, like, within New Zealand, eh? Like, I'm not really sourcing through, like, internationally and all that.
Yeah, oh, damn.
Nice.
Not a lot of bikers.
But, no, from the very start, it's just, you know, kind of me just planning in my little book. Then I'll chuck that onto Photoshop, head up the print shop, and then they kind of just like source all the clothes as well.
Oh, right.
But yeah, I don't really like source internationally and all that because I don't really get it in bulk, really. Okay. Well, I don't get it like in like large quantities, I should say. But I guess something that I've learned is probably because fuck, I kind of started off like, you know, I didn't have like much like a startup to like money and all that, you know. So I guess like the best way if you want to start, probably like do it like in like pre-orders, I'd say is the best way to just start up, you know, have people like pay you and then you kind of just
use the money to fund your product.
I guess that's something that I've learned because I've just like started off using like my money from work and, you know, I didn't really have that much to really source because fuck, just to get 15 shirts is almost a K. Just 15. And it's just like, fuck, I guess, and I didn't have much money as well to start up. So I guess the best way to do it is just, you know, doing like all those like pre-orders first, get some money in and then make the shirts. I guess
How do you do it? Like, what's your platform? Like, what are you using, man? Like, you know, I presume that some people, you know, because the one brand or, you know, thing I know is a lot of people use, what's that brand that, the actual, what you put your product on the platform, the website. Do you use a certain platform like to
like, say like Photoshop?
Oh crap. No, it's the actually like oh my gosh, why has it gone out of my head? Richie uses it, bro. Like obviously his brand, like your brand is obviously G40 Apparel.
Yeah, yeah.
Our mate's brand is Humble Kings.
Yeah.
And all that. But he actually generally he uses a friggin' what's it called? Like a website that he puts it on that helps distribute it. Oh man, what is it
that
called?
I can think of, eh?
Oh yeah, okay, I'm lost, but yeah. But anyway, so how do you do it then? Like, you know, like in terms of getting these pre-orders and all of that? Do people just hit you up?
Yeah, people just hit me up on the gram, right. Like, fuck, I'm still learning all of this, like still getting used to all of it. So I'll say that I'm still pretty like new to it all. Like, fuck, I got a fuck ton of shit that I still need to know, you know?
Mm.
But
so all your promotional stuff is just on the gram and stuff?
Everything just on Instagram, eh?
Right. So you don't have a website or anything?
No. Nah.
Oh, okay.
Just on the gram, eh?
I don't know that, bro.
Just people hit me up on the DMs and all that. Just give them some instructions on the stories, bro. And all that. But yeah, no, nothing too complex, eh? But, you know, definitely next year I'll fucking start really, like, committing to the brand and really developing it as well.
Yeah.
Because you know, this year's just been cruisy, doing it with, like, school and all that.
Yeah,
so
that's the thing, man. Like you're obviously a young entrepreneur, bro, and that's something that you know, like Griff was saying, he's proud of you for, bro.
Yeah,
because
bro.
Man, so many people at that age aren't even thinking of that stuff.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
This dude was like I'd buzz out. He'd do all his schoolwork, and then finish school, work at Platypus until like 8 or 9, go to school the next day, and I'm just like, Doc's lacks it, eh? Lacks it. But
what are you trying to prove?
Yeah, but like, you know, that's how his drive, you know, this is work ethic. And I'm like, fuck, that's mean, because he, like, compared to a lot of other 16, 17 year olds, you know, oh, he's 18 now, but he started working like, what, 16? And he was grinding, bro, grinding school, excelling in school, going to work after school, and then now starting up his own thing. So like, it's a start, bro. Like you got the drive for it. Now imagine you in another 5 years, you know, and you're not even 20 yet.
Bro, and that's it. Like imagine you in another 5 years.
Yeah.
You know, like from starting. And you know, the reason why I asked you, you know, what have you learned? You know, like there are a lot of things you wouldn't have learned had you not done this.
Yeah,
you know
what
I mean? And it's something that you probably, you know, haven't necessarily thought of or actually sat down and, you know, being like, shucks, this is what I've learned, you know, and all that, and breaking it down, you know.
But yeah, G.
There is actually a lot that I could probably, you know, tell you that you've learned, you know. Obviously, you know that you could do it through pre-orders now and all that, you know, you can fund your, you know, your whole thing through that, you know, rather than obviously expecting, you know, having a product and then hopefully getting people to hopefully buy your product, you know.
Yeah,
I mean?
Fuck that, that's a huge risk, I reckon.
Yeah,
like, some people chance it, but like at least.
Did you do that in the beginning?
Yeah, that's what I was doing, but. Especially with my next job, I'm just gonna have like people doing pre-orders and all that.
Okay.
And definitely when I get my money up, then I can just, you know, kind of start chancing and just getting a whole bulk and all that. But
I don't want to go too much into detail about, you know, how much it all costs, you know, in terms of for your product and how much profit you're making. But like, what is it like, you know, like in terms of you know, are you actually able to, you know, use that money, you know, to fund more, you know what I mean? Like
Definitely. I get like. Oh, like I'll be honest, I only get like a couple like $100 to be honest, like that's still not that much, but you know, it's still like a starting point to me, so I'm still happy with that. But yeah, I still can get some money to just, you know, fund more stuff, so
And what's next on the radar, bro? You know, I've seen that you chucked up a post most recently and stuff saying, you know, you got a drop coming out and all
that. Yeah, I just got my truckers and this shirt, eh? So yeah, just the G40 stuff. I'm just gonna stick with this logo as well.
Yeah,
Throughout the year, I think that's also probably like the cheapest thing to do as well, because fuck, every time I get a whole new logo set up, that's like another price I have to pay every single time.
Yeah.
So, you know, just sticking with a logo just for this for now, like, you know, that's definitely going to be better for me financially and all that. So, yeah.
What is it about fashion that you like, man? And I'm going to ask you, Griff, the same thing, because obviously I see, you know, you two are very similar in styles and stuff with the hats and all that, bro. You got the white shirts and all that, you know?
Fuck, I don't know, eh? Just like looking cool, I guess. Just like looking
stage. Fresh, baby. Shit.
Yeah. I don't know where I picked it up from, but yeah, fuck, I just love general fashion. I don't know what I can say like inspired me, but yeah, you know, I just love it. Just love
what is it about cool. Earls, man? Like, what is it about Earls that like, you say that's one of your things?
The hype. That the other cool people wear it.
I want to be like this.
It's so true, though. Wait, so many people actually get on the hype.
Yeah, it is true, bro. But for me, like, honestly, I don't even think I'm that drippy, like, compared to a lot of people. I like real simple stuff. And, bro, this is real simple. I'm just wearing a plain white tee and some real shorts. But it's just like, I don't know. You feel good when you wear things that you like, obviously. And everyone has their own kind of fashion sense and style. Like, yeah, I don't know.
It's funny.
Glasses are nice, though.
But yeah, I seen that with Louis Brown and Earl's collection. Eh? Like, he actually has unreal drip, man. Like,
But it's real simple at the same time. It's just baggy tees, baggy pants, shorts, and like just the logo on it. You know, it's real simple stuff. But then, like, you get a lot of hype around it. Like, you know, all the footy players are starting to wear it, so everyone else starts to wear it. You know, so it's crazy. Like, what somebody, like, let's say, maybe one day, like, a famous dude wore his brand, and then it just boom. Like, there's a lot of growth out of that, getting plugged up from like a celebrity or somebody that's well known wearing your shit. So
Is that something you've actually considered doing, man? Like, you know, passing on, you know, like, as in doing a giveaway or doing like a what's it called, like, you know, hey, oh, what is it, like, influencer type,
like an ambassador sort of thing,
kind of, or just like saying to, like, a, you know, someone,
a lot of people,
you know,
do it, eh?
yeah, a lot of people do it. That's why I'm wondering, you know, like, is that something you've considered, you know?
No, I've actually done it before. Ty Webster, I messaged him, he responded, and then he didn't respond again. and then he goes overseas, and I'm just like, oh yeah, fuck it, all good. But no, yeah, it's
shout out to Ty. That's one of my childhood homies, man. Ducks for the NS.
Yeah, but nah, it is something that I consider doing, eh? But yeah, just waiting on the right people. I thought it was Ty, but he left.
Yeah, big ups to Ty, though, man.
Straight
my
up.
My guy.
Yeah, man. Something that you obviously, you know, wanting to do, though? Targeting and all
definitely
that?
Definitely open to that, yeah.
At what point are we, you know, like, will you start thinking of doing that stuff? I know you, you know, you just think, you know, working on minor things first.
Yeah.
But, you know, at what point are we, you know, you're going to, you know, go out of your way and actually, you know, get these people involved, you know, if that is the route you choose?
Yeah. Fuck, I don't know. I probably... Just probably like after uni, I guess, when I can finally have like a full commitment to it. Because next year I'm just gonna be working. Then I plan on going uni. So just when I'm free, eh? So fuck, maybe like 3-4 years, and then finally start hitting up some people.
Are you gonna take a gap year? You said.
Yeah, taking a gap year next year.
Right.
So that's when I'm working, doing that whole teacher aid thing, and then going uni. I don't know how long that's gonna take, 2-3 years, whatever. But
what are you gonna look at doing at uni?
Trying to do like design and all that, eh? I'm kind of into that, so I was looking at like UB and like this media design school over in the city. But
That's bro. Big ups, man.
Yeah,
you know, because like I said, not many young people your age are thinking of the things that you're doing.
Yeah,
you know?
Facts.
A lot of people, and that's the thing that frustrates me. You know, obviously, being from a teacher background, you know, educational, you know, being in the educational sector, man, is you know, a lot of people really, you know, push these young students to do things because they think they got to do things. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
it's like,
right.
You know, like, you know, I've seen it a lot with parents, man. You know, a lot of parents, you know, although these parents love their children, they push them to do things that they really don't want to do, you know?
Yeah,
I've seen it too many times with even just my mates. Their parents say, oh, you know, go study law, go study being a doctor, go study, you know, You know what I mean?
But probably really, this one path that they believe is going to make you successful.
Exactly. And like when I talk to my mates, you know, who are in those fields, like, you know, yes, there are some that love it. You know, they enjoy it wholeheartedly and stuff, and good on them. But then there are those that just hate it, bro.
Yeah.
They absolutely
That's
hate
what
it.
I fear the most in life, eh? Doing something or being stuck in something that I hate, bro. That's why I like working, but I don't want to work for people no more, eh?
Yeah.
And then with the PTing thing, bro, I feel like when people directly like invest into you, like, okay, I'm gonna pay you $60 so I can train with you, I'm more driven and like more motivated for that because I know they're investing in me and my time and my knowledge. Whereas like if I'm getting paid hourly from this gym, like you're just a member of the gym. Like I just gotta do my job here, clock in, clock out. You know, I'm a little bit I don't know, man, but
I was just talking about that yesterday with with a guest we had on, Harrison Sanders, eh? And he's invested in he does running, bro. And he runs like ridiculous kilometers, bro. Like he's doing 7 marathons in 7 days and type of things.
That's
like,
hectic.
Right, and like he was saying, like he's invested in a running coach, and I said the same thing. Like I've invested in a mobility coach, you know, to help me with mobility and stretching and stuff.
Yeah,
you know, and so and that's I was saying, bro. Yeah, we were saying to each other, like that's when you know someone is serious, you know, like about you know
bro,
their goal is when
hard
they start out. Investing, yep. you know, in.
They realize the value. They don't think like, oh, $60 for an hour session with you.
Mm.
Like, you know, they, you know, a lot of people, it's not everyone has the money for it, you know, but people that that do know the value of it.
Mm.
Just like with people paying for a gym, like you see all the City Fitness people, bro, all those people half-assing it in the gym there, unless they, not all of them, bro, but fucking, you know, a lot of people, unless they're like investing into the PTs there, it's a lot of people that just have a membership that just rolls through and they don't even use it. They don't make the most out of it. But once you get a push from like an actual, a PT or a coach or whatever, you know, you're really getting like your money's worth, so to speak. So
what's different between you and obviously a lot of these other, you know, PTs, you know, not just in the boxing scene, you know, but also in the fitness scene, you know, what's the difference between you and them, you reckon? Or similar values?
For the most part, bro, like with PTing experience, just PTing alone, like I'm probably a little bit more boxing specific. I think there's a lot more, like even guys like Thomas Sharp, like he's a real knowledgeable dude and he knows a lot of things about like the body. And my kind of field is, I guess, more like kind of combat specific. And even with that, like I don't know as much as a lot of like other trainers, but if I was to teach someone, the general population, on how to throw a punch, how to use your feet properly for like boxing drilling, and like, you know, I can teach that.
Mm.
And there's more for me to learn because I've had a few of like the other like current boxing PTs around like Auckland that have reached out to me. Alex Vah, Left Hook Leon, shout out to those dudes, man, and they're real supportive with me trying to take on this path. And then the bro like Mikey Helg is starting off too, and he's one of the dudes that I train with out of Combat Academy. That's Dan Hooker's gym, and we're all trying to take down that path now, and I'm just trying to learn from those guys, really. Smithy as well, and he's doing his content creating too, so if anyone needs some content, he's got you sussed out. So he's trying to do his own things as well, because we were working at the same gym previously. But what makes the difference is like, I'll actually give you my time, and I'll give you my effort and energy, and like give you a good session, really, as most PTs should. Like, they're paying, like, 60 or more for an hour with you, bro. Make it an experience, bro. Make it, and like, make them want to come back, you know?
Is it? Because it is, you know, like, when people hear about, you know, it's it's funny you say that, bro, because, like, some people do see, like, they compare it, you know, it's like they're trying to get discounts type of thing, you know?
Yeah.
Or mates rates, you know what I mean?
Which is all good, like,
yeah, it's all good.
Here and there, but...
But obviously, you know, you're putting your time and effort into it, you
exactly.
know? You want to get a
people
reward
don't get
out
that
of it
sometimes,
too.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly, and, you know, so... Obviously, yeah, when you do say that, you know, you do want people, you know, investing their time in you because you're going to only do the same for them as well, eh?
Yeah, hard out.
You know? Man, I want to ask you, as we're rounding up, goals for the future and also Griff as well.
Fuck, just to be a well-established brand in the future. Just definitely be fucking rich, you know.
I
guess the main thing is just probably
rich over broke any day. And that's facts. I know all you liars that say money don't buy happiness. What about these glasses? Last cap.
What about those Earl's pants?
You know the vibes.
Oh, gee.
Shit, man.
But no, as I was saying, definitely want to give back to my parents as well, put them in a good position, and,
amen.
You know, just the rest of my family as well, you know. So, you know, being successful, that's not just for me as well. That's for people that have supported me, you know, people in my circle, and, yeah, it's my parents, you know. Mm. And, yeah.
Hard out. And for me, same thing, bro, going off what Clint said, just obviously putting my parents at a good position in life, give back to them, bro, because they did a lot for us. And yeah, bro, be filthy rich, figure out what I want to do, figure out like my true purpose in life. And I feel like I'm heading in the right direction for it, like mentally and all that. And not to be a corny dude, but just to be happy, really, far out. Just
that's not corny, bro. That's not
corny. Well, you know, but like everyone says it, but it's true, bro. You want to live a happy life.
Yeah.
Just be a confident person like myself. And that helps a lot. Even if you got to fake it, man. I'm not 6 foot, but I'll act like it. Oh, shit.
No, seriously, I've seen it.
Let's go.
Brothers, man, hey, it's been awesome to have you guys on as well, eh? While this airplane is over our heads.
Yo, shit.
Hey, but that's the beauty of doing it outside, I guess.
Yeah, hard. Get in the sun. Yeah. Man, Loki, I got that back sweat going on. Shit. Yo, shit. Oh, take the head off. I've got a sweat mark. Don't show that.
My armpits are sweating.
Yo, G. Far out. I like it, though. Bit of Bikram podcast, G.
Yeah, but...
Hey, bro, you know, but doing it like a... I don't know if it would actually work. Like a like a yarn in a sauna would be pretty cool, you know?
I've seen some people try and do that.
Oh, yeah?
It just
You know how
sweaty.
Kevin Hart has that ice bath thing?
Bath.
Yeah, yeah, you know, yeah, people getting creative with it.
Yeah, yeah.
Sure, we should do a nudie at the beach.
Let's go.
Let it all hang. Let's go.
Oh, shit. Actual, though, like I've seen people do that, eh?
It's cool, though, yeah.
It's cool. Yeah. It's cool. It's just like... I couldn't sit in there for like how long have we been chatting for? We've been chatting for almost an hour, bro. So I'm
true.
You know what I mean? Like,
just a bro chat to me, eh? This is me.
That's it, bro. Hard. You know? Like, and then, so I'm just like, I don't know how people can sit in there. Maybe it's fake. I don't know.
Who knows? Yeah. That ice could be all shit.
They haven't gone on it. Yeah. Well, yeah. But that's a cool show, though.
Yeah, hard.
The other one I like watching is, Maddie, is it Undisputed with LeBron James? It is. The shop, the barbershop one. All that, like they're in a barbershop.
Oh, yeah, that's mean.
That's pretty tight, bro.
Yeah,
you know,
hard.
Like they do these real creative ideas, you know, within like the simplest of things, man. And it just creates a vibe, you know, for the
cool.
chat and stuff. Hey, so I'd love to do something like that too, man.
Yeah, bro. Hard.
Have you actually, but you've been thinking about doing podcasting too, eh?
Yeah, I was thinking about it, eh? That's when I hit you up, but then I just kind of fell off a bit. No, I'm definitely keen on it and all that, yeah.
Well, now that you've
actually, I've got a question for you. Like, what got you into podcasting and that?
Well, it was, good question. I've said it before. Firstly, it was, I always thought about doing things like where I could, when I said to Clint before, like I want to start my own business.
Yeah, yeah.
So first and foremost, it was for me to start, you know, building my own personal brand. And then getting my own name out there type of thing, you know, like, oh, you know, like, it's funny, bro. Like I was saying this the other day to someone, a good mate of mine, and I said, like, he asked me, like, what's some of the buzziest things, you know, you've come across recently, like, you know, with you being, you know, doing this podcast and stuff. And I said, bro, like the randomest things, like during my game, like as I'm being tackled or as I'm tackling someone, or even after the game as we're shaking hands, like bros that I don't even know, like I've never seen them in my life, they'll say to you, bro, I love your podcast.
Yeah,
and we'll talk about it, you know? Yeah, and it's like little things like that.
Hard, bro. Yeah. I was jamming when I was still living in Goldie.
Yo.
I'd just like be cleaning the apartment and just chuck on your podcast on the Yui Boom gear, and I was off cleaning. straight up, bro. Sharing all that shit going on walks listening to your podcast, bro.
Yeah.
Hard.
Nah, I appreciate it, bro. So like, it's like little things like that, but first and foremost, it was for me to leverage my own name, and like my own brand. Type of thing, and you know, I want to start my own business type of thing, and like podcasting is a great way to do that, you know, to promote your own business.
Yeah, mean, bro.
And that's why I also get my mates on and people that are, you know, who are already in that scene, well-known names, you know, that you know have businesses, and I want them to promote it, bro, because it, you know, this is just one platform, you know, like you might get, you know, some podcasts might get 50, you know, other podcasts will get a million people listening to their podcast, you know what I mean? Yeah. But you know, out of those 50, you know, you're going to get some people that, you know, will be interested in your brand. Out of that million, you're definitely going to get people, you know, interested in
facts.
Your brand.
That's good, bro.
So for me, bro, it was all of that, eh? Like, I'm a real business-minded type of person, eh? Like, that's something, bro, that I want to do and, you know, be successful with. Be filthy rich, just like you, brother, said, you know. And all that. Like, and I say it time and time again on the podcast, you know, I'm into finance and you know, investing.
Solid.
Especially, bro. So it was really all of that, bro, like that. And what I needed, though, was my mate who had started his one. He started a few months well before me. And I just needed to hear that, you know, to see one of my mates doing it, to give me the confidence, right, okay, yeah, I can start my own.
Yeah, bro, that's it. Eh? A lot of people have good ideas, but they lack a lot of confidence and all that kind of stuff. And sometimes you just got to freaking... You just gotta do it, bro. Yeah. Like even with this boxing PTing stuff, like I didn't really want to put myself out there. Like I was afraid of what people will think, like, oh, hey, this guy thinks he's a boxing coach now. Mm. And I was afraid of that because there's a lot of tall poppy syndrome and just in our culture, bro. So that's why I was kind of like, you know what? Like there's gonna be people like that regardless. Mm. But at the same time, I'm gonna be helping some people do something new, learn something new, get them healthy at the same time and get them moving, eh? So that's what I gotta focus on, not that other shit. Because a lot of people lack a lot of confidence into starting, like I said, bro. So that, like, good on you, bro. It's mean.
But I'm happy for, you know, brothers like yous too, you know, like you know, who are seeing that too. You know, you want to work hard, you know what I mean? But you still want, you know, to live, you know, a fruitful life at the end of it, you know.
For sure.
And like you said, you know, and as you know, you said it was corny, but I don't think it is. You want to be happy.
Yeah,
you know? And I truly believe, you know, you've been financially free, you know, and many people throw that around.
Yeah.
But it really is, you know, like,
it's
you
a big help.
Imagine, man, yeah, like you don't need to worry about, you know, when your next meal is coming, you know, yep, you don't need to worry, yep, about, you know, having to pay for the bills. Can I afford, you know, to pay for my plan this week, or can, yeah, I afford Wi-Fi? You know what I mean? Like,
hard help,
things
bro,
like that, bro. People don't realize it.
For real. For real. And so, yeah, I don't want to worry about that shit, man. Nobody
100%.
Does.
Yeah, I mean, far out, you know. So that, you know, effectively, you know, that's what I want at the end of the day, is for all sure of that as well, bro. So, you know,
yeah,
and man, travel the world.
Travel the world, bro. Got to travel, man. I've been to a few places, and I, yes, wish, I'm glad I did my traveling in 2019, bro. Like Cass, like,
you've been around, bro.
Yo, Cass pushed me to travel. If it wasn't for her, you know, like, I would have never traveled.
yeah.
You know, so.
Well, you've been to the States, bro. You've been, what, yeah, Europe as well?
Did was Europe. Yeah. Like, obviously, been to Indonesia, which is our home country and all that. Everywhere in Oz, so it's cool. Yeah, seen a few things. I'm glad I did it right at 2019, the year before the pandemic happened. So I'm fucked.
Actually, I do want to touch on that. I said we ran this up, but we ain't. Hey, we're gonna keep rolling.
Like I said, bro, it's like a bro chat. You know, you can just yarn for hours. G, where the beer's at? Let's go.
Man, I actually, yeah, you know, you said that you were in this lockdown before, you know, and you know, last year in the Goldie.
Yeah, bro.
Talk about that experience, man, because it was real buzzy the way you were explaining it. Eh?
Oh, bro. So I pretty much, obviously, like, Cass, my girlfriend at the time. Yeah, so I moved over to Australia for her. And then pretty much I was in Sydney first. So for my birthday, for my 24th birthday, went for a festival in Sydney. And then after that, we went over to Gold Coast, where we would, we were technically kind of like homeless and just figure it out when we got there. Eh? And then I got a job. I was working at Nine Round here in Albany on the shore. And then I got a job at Nine Round Miami, which is obviously it's not Miami, but Miami and the Gold Coast. And then, bro, I worked for a week, and then we got into the lockdown the week after. So literally, I moved to Australia. And then in the second week I was living there, I was in a lockdown, bro, full lockdown.
Man.
Just moved into a new place, signed like a 3-month or so lease on this crib. And then, yeah, wasn't getting any subsidy because you needed, like, when we were yarning before, we needed to be working. At that time, I don't know if it's different now, but we needed to be working in Australia for at least 12 months to get that subsidy. So if you were working only 11 months, bro, you're cut. Like, you don't get the subsidy.
That's tough.
So it's tough, man. So obviously a lot of the international people that were living there on working holiday visas and that kind of stuff, yeah, just moved back home. And then rushed home before the borders were completely shut and all that kind of stuff. So it was crazy, eh? But I'm stuck through it. And then, yeah, like, it didn't work out. Like, I'm back here now, obviously, so which is all good.
So yeah, if you could, you would have stayed there longer, or?
Well, we decided to, like, she moved back and then I moved back here. She came back for, like, a week or so, and then we'll kind of see what happens. We're still in touch and all that kind of stuff. I think at that, well, on the relationship part of it, I think I was just real homesick. My perspective on life was a little bit shitty. So I guess that was a real depression time for me. And then, yeah, the way I saw it was in our relationship, she was trying to move the ship forward, but I was just trying to stay in this one place because I was in a dark place. I was depressed. I didn't want to progress in life or anything. My goals, I didn't have any goals. So yeah, as I said before, she was trying to move the ship forward. I was just trying to stay there. And then it didn't work because it was obviously there's a imbalance. And then now I've learned that now, so I can hopefully come back to it and be better. And just like if I was to be in another relationship or be with Cass or something like that. So, talking about relationships now. But you know what I mean? Like I learned yeah, those lessons and what I was going through at the time, and it was nothing to do with her. It was all me. So yeah, learn my lesson, Cass.
Take me back.
We're cool, man. We're still in touch and all that. Yeah. As friends and stuff. So yeah, she's a real good chick. Taught me a lot of things. I've only had two relationships, bro, and they actually both of them taught me a lot of good things. A lot of things about myself. Made me have a hard look in the mirror of a lot of shitty things about myself too. So yeah, hopefully I can bring my full potential in the next one.
Well, that's right,
when bro, I'm 40. G 40. Oh shit, man.
I do want to actually say real quick, like I want to get you guys to talk about something real quick.
Yeah,
what's one piece of advice you can give to your younger bro, if you can think of anything, And likewise, what's something that you could say to your older bro?
Advice?
Some real corny shit.
Bro, I feel like most of the advice that I could give him is probably shit that he already knows, bro. Just like kind of, just be fearful. Like, fearless, sorry, not fearful.
Be scared,
be scared, doc. Don't exercise either. Nah, bro, honestly, like, obviously just be fearless. Fearful, what a dick. just be confident, bro. Just back yourself. Back yourself podcast, baby.
Hey, amen.
You know, so yeah, just back yourself and just try things, bro. You never know until you try. And be kind to every kind. And that's something that I could say to everyone. Like, I need to work on it, man. Sometimes I talk some shit. So it's just like, just got to be kind, man. I got to check myself.
Same, bro. Yeah. Yep. I agree with that. I agree wholeheartedly with that statement, bro. You know, as much as you say that, we got to practice it ourselves.
I got to practice it. That's why I'm saying it. So this will hold me accountable. You know, I'm speaking it out to you guys.
Yes.
And then hopefully I can get checked by some homies if they're like, hey. Yes. You're talking shit, you midget.
You 6 foot midget.
You 6 foot midget. Call me Hasbulla.
Bro, that dude's crazy. He's too funny.
He's famous for being short and funny. Why am I not? Like, what the hell? Docs. If this is my breakthrough, this podcast, bro, I better be like one of those short, famous, funny dudes, man. Bro. And handsome. Nah.
Him and the other dude, eh? Who's the other dude?
I don't know.
They got some good freaking social media around
there. Yeah, for sure. Exactly. People, you know, those people around them are like, bro, you're a funny little midget. I'm going to get you famous.
Yeah.
That's the power of social media, bro.
Yes.
Power of Instagram. Follow me, Griffin Solomons.
Hey, drop it in there.
Drop it in there. Hey, my height, don't ask.
My confidence, ask. Hey, let's go.
Yeah, baby.
Bro, what about you, man? Like, if there's anything that you could say to
Griff, just maintain your confidence.
Of course,
just picking up on what he said before, you know, like before he started that whole PT thing, you know, he was in fear of like judgment and people like saying like, oh, fuck, you're a PT now all of a sudden. I think just like don't give a fuck what people say.
Yeah.
Like I think that's something that I learned as well, and that's what I want Griff to also have in like in his mind, to just not care what other people say. Because even when I started up my own brand, you know, I had like this chick that replied and said it was embarrassing what I was doing.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, just like, fuck, don't give a fuck what people are doing. People that hate on you, like, they're just like unsuccessful, or like, well, I don't want to put it that way, but they're just like not happy with themselves. Like, you'll never see someone like fucking that's rich as fuck hating on me, you know? Only someone that's like fucking, you know, like doesn't want to see me win, gonna hate on me, you know?
There's always those kind of people though, and it's like I said before, like, there's always gonna be that. So it's like either let that control you, or just let that push you to actually do it.
No, for real.
Well, I say it's two things, you know, and it's either because that person is jealous of what you're doing, or they generally just don't like you, type of thing, you know what I mean?
And they shouldn't be in your life anyways.
If that's the case, and that's the case, well, you know, they won't affect you.
Your
comment might affect you for a little, you know, you might dwell on it for a little bit, but you know, you obviously remember it, you know, type of thing, but at the end of the day, you're still doing what you're doing, man. You just roll with a punch and you carry on, eh, brothers?
Just a motivator at the end of the day.
Not sure. Yes, let's go.
But hey, brothers, man, been awesome to have you fellas on, man.
Yo, appreciate it,
man. Fire out, just a boys chat.
Hard, bro. We're
definitely gonna have to do this again, man. So
I reckon all the boys should jump on this and just have a yarn, bro. Like, you know, like before, like I haven't unloaded that stuff that I've gone through with my parents and that. So
I'm surprised, bro. Like I'm real shocked that you really haven't, eh?
There we go again. We'll wrap this up. Let's
go.
3 hours later, not the Joe Rogan duration.
I can't deal with that dude. Man.
I think it's because he's blazers, bro. Honestly, I think it's because he's smoked and out, smoked out, bro. And he's just like, yo. This is mean.
He probably does it on purpose, just so he actually listens to that shit longer, you know what I mean?
Yeah, for sure. Bro, I listen to most of his podcast. Well, obviously with only people that interest me and like, you know, that I can somewhat relate to, and I'll listen to the whole thing. Not all at once, but like in patches, you know. Go for a long drive, oh yeah, chuck on a podcast. Go to the gym, I actually listen to podcasts in the gym. I don't listen to music.
I'm the same.
I feel like it's a good time. To like listen to shit.
Watch yours.
Hey, I appreciate it.
Hey, man, back yourself.
Hey, but thanks, Steve. Say, brothers, you know, for everything. I'm gonna take that advice too, to get some more of the bros on, man, because obviously these chats are important, to have.
Hard out. So it's me.
I'm blessed to have you fellas in my life as well as friends, brothers. So, hey, you know, appreciate it, geez.
My guy.
Cha-cha, ay, cha-cha, ay, ra-ta-ta-ta-ta, a-shanda-shanda-la.